and you are listening to The Brutal Truth here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones can navigate through this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting, miserable, pathetic system. You're listening to The Brutal Truth, the podcast in which I give you my opinions on what's going on in under 10 minutes. I try to keep it under 10 minutes. Many times I go over, but I try, folks. But sometimes you get into it, you start talking about racism, white supremacy, and you can't help yourself, because this stuff is so important and you have so many points you want to get across. Sometimes you can't do it in under 10 minutes now, but I aim to do it in under 10 minutes now. Today I want to speak on the African American History Museum. This is a joke. It is disgusting. It is a disgusting insult to black people, people who are classified as black all across the globe. If I suggest, especially if you don't live in DC, I suggest you skip this museum unless you want to go there and just be disgusted just at what they are calling your history. You go up in that museum. I have not been there, but I've read reports. I've seen clips on YouTube. You go to that museum, it is nothing but just athletes, musicians, comedians, basically niggas that perform for white people. And by the way, this is not any kind of a slam or any kind of a shot at individuals that are athletes or that are performing. What I'm saying to you is that this museum, put together by white people, is nothing but just a major cash grab by white people. The Smithsonian Museum. Who do you think is controlling all that money that comes in? You know, all the dollars that come in from the merchandising. Who do you think controls all that? How about all the dollars that come in from the people that are coming across the planet to go and visit the museum? All of the support dollars that are going to the local restaurants and going to the gas stations, you know, people filling their cars up that are in the town, renting cars, you know, to see this museum, the so-called African American History Museum. And then they get up in there, and what are they seeing? Again, now, this is a museum built by white folks talking about your history. People are going to the museum and they say, oh, you know, these niggers were picked up and, 1792, and they got their freedom. And after the Civil War, it was 1864, 1865. And then there was a civil rights bill, and it's been happy ever after. Then you had the first Negro president, and all black people are now equal and everything's fine. Oh, and then, you know, you have LeBron James, great basketball player, and Serena Williams, great tennis players. Oh, these niggers really have come up. It really is equal. They really do have equality. It's not so bad now. Racism doesn't exist. You see, this is what they walk away thinking, because the narrative, that's what the narrative is pushing. This idea of, oh, well, the niggers are doing good now. You know, they got basketball players, and oh, they got elite tennis players now, and oh, these niggers, you know, they're controlling the music industry, because you see them, you hear them all the time on the radio station. So Beyonce, she's $100 million woman. Her and Jay-Z, they're bosses. They're bosses of their empires. The hell out of here with that crap. Oh, look at Oprah. She's a billionaire. Oh, so black people are doing so well now. You see, that's the narrative that they are pushing. They are trying to whitewash the history of their mistreatment. Now I'm talking about white people. They are trying to whitewash the history of their mistreatment and their current mistreatment of black people, of let's just say non-white people, period. Yes, you listening to this show, you have black skin. If you've ever affectionately been referred to as my nigga, or if you've used my nigga, if you are a person classified as black, I am talking to you. They are mistreating you right now. Wherever you're living at, that is a reflection of your mistreatment. However much you're paid, that's a reflection of your mistreatment. The mere fact some white person can accuse you of something, and then they can throw you in prison, and you wouldn't have no type of course of reconciliation other than going through other white people and white systems. The mere fact that is fact for you, that is evidence of your mistreatment. Niggas ain't coming to save you because they ain't got the power. Don't you understand that? You are still in a system that was not designed for you and that was not for you. And then they get this museum. They call it the African American History Museum. Spend about 2 minutes on slavery. And, you know, you got like 2% of the exhibits on slavery. And then the other 98% on basketball, football, niggas jumping real high, niggas running real fast, niggas singing their hearts and their guts out to white people talking about some, oh, feel my pain. Oh, it hurts when an officer stop you. Always be polite. That makes me sick. That makes me sick. That's sickening. Makes me sick. We have been reduced to being a people, a bunch of whiners, a bunch of beggars, begging, oh, please, don't hurt me. Oh, please, cracker, please, can we just get an extra little crumb at the table? Oh, we just want to be accepted by you good white little Christians, you good moral wise little wasps. That makes me sick. I suggest, again, unless you want to be disgusted, do not go to this museum. It is a big ass waste. Nothing in the museum, from my understanding, except some little a bust of a statue, a little small bust dedicated to people like Elijah Muhammad or people like Marcus Garvey. People that truly understood racism, white supremacy, got a little cheap ass statue of Harriet Tubman, but yet they got a life size statue of LeBron James, an athlete that knows absolutely nothing about racism, white supremacy. Barely got a statue of Elijah Muhammad, but yet they got big ass statues of Serena Williams, who knows nothing about racism, white supremacy, has not done anything to counter racism, white supremacy. Why? Because she doesn't even understand it. Not a knock against her. But you see, this is white people controlling the narrative. They made your National History Museum. This is what you amount to. This is all you amount to in this country. Hell, in this part of the globe. Hell, in the entire world. Nothing but performers. Nothing but musicians performing for white people at the pleasing of white people. Isn't that pathetic? It's time to counter racism, white supremacy, folks. You can do so by, you can start today. You don't need to have some big fancy march. You don't need to hashtag Black Lives Matter. That's a bunch of BS. Change your behavior. Stop buying Jordans. Stop buying fake ass hair because you feel as if you need to compensate because you've been told you're nothing but a nigga and you have nigga hair and it's not enough. You're lacking. Stop compensating. God designed you the way you are for a reason. It is a slap in the face of God for you to sit here and let some other people, some other miserable, disgusting people, white people, dictate to you that you are not, that you need to compensate for anything. You need to think about that. Stop spending billions of dollars on fake nails, fake weaves and wigs. Billions of dollars on shoes. Billions of dollars on designer brands. You ain't got time for no designer brands. You ain't got time nor the resources. Stop that foolishness and stop it now. It's time that we start, have children, have children, marry black. Let me say that again. Marry black. Don't you come here talking about something. Oh, I just happened to fall in love with a white woman, nigga. Marry black. That is not acceptable. You sound like a beaten, pussified, sissified, wussified, stupid fool saying something like that. You have no clue. All you're doing is making excuses. Well, I just happened to fall in love with an Asian woman. I just happened to fall in love with a Latino. All these black women around here. The mere fact that we're here is because of you. Let me say that again, man. The mere fact that we are here in this part of the world is because of male niggas acting like niggas hundreds of years ago. Because if if African people were connected like they should have been, like we tried to pretend that they were, we would not be here in the first place. But because niggas were acting niggerly, fighting, squabbling, tribalism, participating in tribalism, selling each other off, we sold each other off for weapons. And it's the same stuff going on today. White people didn't go and did not take over Africa with their weapons. For the most part, white people, they stayed on the coast and they just traded. You traded human beings, or you participated in trading human beings for trinkets to these nasty crackers. That's what you did. Why? Because you weren't connected then and you ain't connected now. So if niggas was in charge, then niggas dropped the ball. And because of you acting like a nigga, you, to a certain extent, are responsible for women and children getting wrapped up in this whole mess. The mere fact that black women are still, for the most part, willing to stick by black men is a mystery unto itself. Because black men have not done nothing. It is embarrassing. You have been acting embarrassing, you stupid fool. And then you want to sit here and you want to marry white women. And that's disgusting. That is disgusting. You should look yourself in the mirror and be ashamed. That is, I think that's the worst of the worst. You have your own women in need, and yet, especially you athletes and you people of means, you know, you have all these women out here struggling. Nigga, you should take on 4 or 5 wives, black wives. You sit here, you marry some white woman. Your resources going to your oppressor. What a nigga. We can start changing our behavior right now. And you don't need no cameras. Counter racism right now. You don't need no cameras. You don't need no hashtag Black Lives. That's just playing around. That stuff ain't even serious. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. What kind of? That's so weak. That's embarrassing. You will never catch me at a Black Lives Matter rally. They are doing nothing but trying to ink book deals and trying to get in good with white people, white liberals. Hell nah, if you want to counter racism, white supremacy, use your common sense. Marry black. Have children. Teach your children about racism, white supremacy. Use education as a means to solve your problem. And your problem is white people. I say it again. Use education as a means to solve problems. Your problem, if you African, If you want to call yourself black, if you want to call yourself negra, nigger, negro, I don't care if you are any of those terms, or if you have been identified as any of those terms, your biggest problem is not feminism. Your biggest problem is not communism. Your biggest problem is not capitalism. Your biggest problem is not socialism. Your biggest problem is not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's not Donald Dumb Trump. Your biggest problem is white supremacy, period. This is your host, Cobra Number One, signing out. Make sure you check out www.cobrasinaction.org, exposing these crackers and what they are doing. And also, folks, again, The Barbershop, that's my podcast, exposing racism, white supremacy. I use The Barbershop as a means to talk about my book that I'm working on, Racism, White Supremacy, and explain the concepts. The Barbershop is done on Wednesdays. Wednesdays. I usually have it on the site around 5, but just keep checking back. But make sure you go to the site, www.cobrasinaction.org, and visit Go Every Day and listen to The Barbershop, because you're going to learn something. All right, as always, counter racism, counter white people are the problem. It's nothing else. This is your host, Cobra, signing out. Peace. Take care.